At one time, I had no desire to pursue a career in full-time Christian work. Yet one night in May 1972, with only a few years remaining until an early Air Force retirement, I found myself on my knees telling God that I was available, that I would resign from my career as an Air Force officer to be on the full-time staff of the Navigators. Many of my friends and relatives criticized my decision. Some told me I was crazy. Others thought it was a great step of faith. Why did I make such a crucial decision at that time? I wasn't dissatisfied with my career. I was a major. I'd earned a PhD and enjoyed most aspects of my job. In addition, I had an effective ministry among cadets at the United States Air Force Academy. And I didn't make the decision because the Navigators made me a terrific offer. In fact, the job came with no guaranteed salary. I'd have to raise funds to support my family. My reason for changing came from a deepening conviction about my future ministry. I was becoming more involved in a discipling type of ministry. My children were growing older and needed more of my time, and my job was becoming more demanding with some upcoming moves. Something had to give. Deep inside, I realized my heart was more inclined to people-centered rather than science-centered interests. So after much counsel, both for and against my pending decision, after prayer and reading the Bible, I made my decision. And I have absolutely no regrets. Although every Christian should be involved in Christian ministry, vocational work in a church, Christian organization, or mission group isn't for everyone. However, the need for vocational Christian workers is great. Matthew 9:37 will always be true. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." For the right person, such work can be very fulfilling, but it cannot be an escape. You are the same person with the same spiritual and personal problems, whether you work in a secular company or a Christian organization. In either situation, you will face similar conflicts and power struggles. When the facts are in, when you know what God wants for you, act in faith. Whether you have a secular job or whether you are in vocational Christian work, there is no substitute for living by faith in Jesus Christ. He alone brings fulfillment. In spite of my personal decision, I am still convinced that the best and most significant ministry will be done by the ordinary believer at work or in the neighborhood, not by those of us in full-time Christian work. Hang in there. Your work does matter to God. You can make a difference. For the Navigators, I'm Jerry White.